Toby Keith. He'll kick off the Jackson County Fair on Sunday. Denise Owens flying in. You're not too busy this week, are you?
No, not too busy. If you've been by, actually, I had concessionaires moving in yesterday. I'm like, holy smokes, do you people realize it's a week away? But yeah, it feels good, though. It feels so good to see all of that. And the barn, the kids have been down there and set up their pens in the barns a week early. I just think everyone is so anxious, like we are, that they're ready to go 110%.
Place looks just amazing, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we are so blessed with having such a great crew. You know, Chris Witchen, who has been absolutely the, you know, a phenomenal horticulturist. Gosh, this early in the morning, I can even say that.
And be then, careful.
I know it.
Family show.
I know. But yeah, and you know the parks crew that has been a big help to try to get ready for the fair. I think we've surprised a number of them because they had no idea what it takes to get ready. We've always had a beautiful park area. Keeley Park is now extremely beautiful, but it does take a lot of prep work just to get ready for the 1 week event.
Oh, absolutely. I guess the biggest, would the biggest change be the parking this year?
Yeah, well, we did that in 2019, only we've added more parking. We now have three parking lots, but yep, everyone will park again in the Armory. But then right across the road at the Commercial Exchange Factory, that's not open except for a few businesses, they've allowed us to use their big lot and then a small little lot across from Tingley's Paint. So I think we're in pretty good shape. The extra Commercial Exchange will only be used for the big shows, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is when that parking lot will be open. And then we can handle everything else in the Armory.
And you have golf carts?
We have shuttles. We actually have 8 shuttles that are running all the time, which is 2 more than we normally have. And and right now I'm still looking for shuttle drivers, volunteer, if anyone's interested. But yep, so we'll have those running back and forth. And you know, if it's a beautiful weather out, it's actually a very nice walk. It's you know, just a hop and a skip from the fairgrounds if you wanted to walk down the sidewalk and over the river. No, through the woods. So, but yeah, so we've got the shuttles there, and they'll actually take folks around inside as long as we've got, you know, room to maneuver without too many big crowds. And then that gets a little tough to run those shuttles, you know, through some of the areas. Food court, which is the central point of where people like to come. So, yeah.
What have you heard, Denise, from the other fairs? We've had some fairs that have started up around the state. How are those going?
Every single one that I've talked to that have our concessionaires and are not, we've heard that they've all done phenomenal. Ionia Fair had ginormous numbers. Ingham's going on right now. Eaton Fair did really well. Lenawee Fair had a wonderful fair. I expect we will too. You know, people have gone without and they've really missed it. So I expect not just because we have such great shows and we have big ticket sales there, but because people, if they're not even going to the grandstand show, they're coming down. They're coming down to see everything that they're, you know, that we've got. So I do expect to have big numbers.
Well, again, you kick it off Sunday with Toby Keith. Now, I know you sold a lot of tickets for last year's show.
Absolutely. You know, those went on sale in 2019. So we went on sale at the very early part of December, and people, you know, those tickets are what people are using. But it's been almost 2 years, and I get calls of, okay, we can't find our tickets. What do we do? And we've had a lot of those calls. So we reprint them. So, yeah. But I'm blown away with how well that, you know, we're doing. And I sometimes don't sleep so well at night, not only because there's a few things on my list I need to do, but because I kind of feel like we're ready. And I'm not sure that I've ever felt that way this early on.
Yeah.
So
tickets left for Toby?
We have a few tickets left for Toby. Please don't wait. We definitely can accommodate. Obviously, you're not getting front row, and you're probably not even getting the first 10 rows or the first 25 rows if you wanted to be down on the track. But, you know, there are people that enjoy being down on the track and that you have that opportunity to get up out of your chair and mill around on the sides, not in front, because we'll have security guards try to make you sit down so that people behind you can see.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so all three of our shows are doing really well. I'm very excited about Monday night with Mercy Me, and we've got the local band from the Jackson Free Methodist Church, the Stephanie and Paula and Steven, I'm sorry. They're opening for them, and we've gotten a lot of calls regarding that. So I think that's really, really wonderful. And Mercy May picked them out of, we had about 31 bands in the pool that we had a contest for. And so they floated to the top, and they're super excited about joining us.
So you had Leonard Skinner on Tuesday. Now, that one of their members had a heart attack recently, but I know they've moved right on with their shows.
Yes, yep, absolutely. And they actually had they did a show, I think, in Minnesota the day after Gary had his heart attack and went in for surgery. So they're, you know, they're iconic, and they're it's the whole company, and a lot of those members have been with them for a very long time. They're not the originals, but you know, they lost a lot of the originals in a plane crash.
Yeah.
So some of the folks that are on the stage have actually been there, you know, since that time. So
they've been there longer than the originals.
Actually, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be a fun night. It'll be a chaotic night. I understand, excuse me, that they require a lot of attention, which classic rock is kind of like that. And we look forward to treating them like kings. And Shelley, who works backstage and makes sure that they're all taken care of, she's always on edge until after the fair is over anyway. But I told her, I said, Shelley, it's phenomenal back here. You're going to do phenomenal. We've got a whole great setup. And our promoter, Hunter Brooks from Hunter Brooks Concerts, he has a new gal who is his right-hand person. And her name is Bougie. And Bougie she's quite a firecracker, and I know she'll be a big part of why this is going to be a great experience working with us. We're going to make a great team.
It really takes a team, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And it takes a team right from the very get-go, you know. I mean, we wouldn't have anywhere near the success rate if we didn't have so many wonderful people around us and supporting us. And that comes right from the county government. I mean, I get a lot of support from those folks, and Mike Overton, who's the county administrator, He has a little bit of fair background in him anyway, but I very much appreciate his support and his energy for the fair. So that's been helpful.
So what about the rest of the week at the grandstand?
Yep. We've got a brand new, we're bringing Monster Trucks back, brand new Monster Truck show, and that's Wednesday night. It's called ATR Monster Trucks. We're looking forward to that. And then we're dark in the grandstand on Thursday, like always, because that's the kids' auction night. And down at the 4-H area. Mm-hmm. Then on Friday, we have Twisted Pea Rodeo. Excuse me. And then Saturday, we end the week, like always, with Demolition Derby. And that's always a big crowd pleaser. So I think it's going to be a week that it may take me, instead of 2 weeks to recover, I'm probably going to be looking at October before I can think clearly.
And these are affordable.
Very affordable. Shows. Yep. We're a family-friendly fair, and that's what it's all about. The concert tickets are a little bit pricey, but when you get to this level of talent, you know, and we are very, very lucky that we're able to bring this kind of talent.
You won't find this around the state.
No, you won't. And the thing is not only is it a wonderful concert, but you have that fair opportunity. You're going to come through the gates, and you're going to have a lot more than just a concert ticket. So that's why it's such a great package, no matter what. Your concert tickets actually get you into the fair also. It includes your gate admission. That makes it a little bit easier. So it's just parking that, you know, you've got to, if you find parking with us, which is always $5 in any of the lots. But we have a lot of great partners in the community and neighbors that park in their yards, and then they make a little spending cash, which is wonderful, because anything that makes it easier for our patrons to attend the fair, we're total support of.
What about other attractions through the week?
Yeah, we've got Canines in Flight, which will be next to the Birthing Barn as our free act. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, the Birthing Barn is always a destination when you come to the fair. But we have a program going on in the Gumper Building that's a local ham radio club, and they're going to do demonstrations throughout the day. In our schedule of events, it shows the times, but I think that'll be kind of interesting. You know, that's something that is, and I think it's a perfect mix for the Gumper Building because it's an old fashioned type of you don't hear about ham radio, but we've got a pretty robust club here in Jackson. So when actually one of the members is a Lions Club member with me, and he happened to mention it, and I said that would be fantastic. And so their whole club has come together. We've actually kind of accommodated a few things in regards to some antennas on the Gumper Building to prepare for them. But who knows? We might be talking to the an astronaut in the moon. Who know? I don't know. They do that, touch base all over the place. So that'll be fun for people. And I think a lot of kids that maybe have read about it or whatever, they can actually see it live. And those members are looking forward to sharing that with the community.
Now, what about the vendors? Where are they going to be? They're going to be spread all over?
They are. They're going to be spread all over. We've got vendors in the old American One building. I won't even say what I normally call it, and it's because I have to have a way to identify it, but it's, that's what everyone knows it as.
I call it the Rollatorium.
Oh, do you? Well, yeah. There you go. It's going to be in the Rollatorium. And then we have vendors under the grandstand, and then we have vendors in the new event center.
Okay.
So they're all spread out. It's some of my vendors that I have for a long time, they jumped ship from the old building and came to the new building. So things, we're right now trying to get everything laid out so it looks great. Now, the one thing that coming out of a pandemic has done for allowed us to realize that we are going to have some extra space in some of our buildings. Our exhibits are down. The numbers are down a little bit, but in the livestock exhibits are down a little bit. And it has to do with the fact that at the early part of the year, when these kids buy their animals to sell at the fair, show at the fair, they didn't know if we were going to have a fair. So
yeah.
Some of them, and I don't blame them. I mean, they've just come off a year where, they really had to, they had a problem with trying to get rid of their project, and a lot of them actually got a little creative and were successful in some of the different ways that they were able to auction them off. But don't be alarmed if you walk in and you're like, seems like there, doesn't seem like there's much in that area or whatever. That is just a result of coming off the pandemic. I guarantee you
that might be a good thing.
Well,
really.
And it might be because it does allow us to have a little more
spread
space.
Out.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I've got I actually have gotten a couple of questions regarding that, and are you mandating this or that and the other? No, we're not mandating anything. But I know that people that will come, they'll come and they'll be their own caregivers. And if you choose to come to the fair with your mask on, I think that's great. We are trying to put things in perspective and just remind people that
sure.
We're all about we're all about, we're going to have tons of sanitizers around the park, signage, all that good stuff. So we're following the protocol that's given to us and overseen by the county.
Now, I was on your website, and under 18, you need to be accompanied. Is that a new rule this year?
Yep, that's a new youth policy.
Okay.
And you can come, if you come to the gate after 5 o'clock and you're under the age of 18 and you're not accompanied by a parent or a guardian, then unfortunately, we won't be able to allow you to come in. But there's a couple exceptions to that. All of the youth that have livestock passes that are there to take care of their animals.
Right.
And if they have a ticket to a grandstand show. So those are the two exceptions. We are a family-friendly fair. We're all about wanting to have the best experience for all of our patrons. That includes the ones that are on the grounds as vendors and exhibitors, and for our patrons coming through the gate. And so we're looking forward to having a great year, and we're looking forward to everybody coming to the fair and enjoying it and eating lots of food. And our carnival company is one of the best, and we've already gotten some of that stuff moved in. But it's here, it's happening.
Yeah.
And I'll be moving in here.
Toby Keith show starts at
7 p.m. All the shows in the grandstand start at 7.
Get your tickets now.
Definitely call. And we're not mailing any more tickets, obviously, because of the timetable. We'll put them in a will call. If you want to call and order them over the phone, we'll put them in the will call box, and you'll go to the north end of the grandstand to that ticket booth, and that's where your tickets will be. And we'll just say, show an ID, and we've got them right here.
Denise, thanks for coming out.
Hey,
good to see
you
again.
You too.
Denise Owens.